Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Battle's over for Charlie Kirk, but the war's still on, baby. Great good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:07 and change here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, September 15, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man John Basiliga and his great companies like Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Thomas Davies, late of Arizona, but he was from Old Forge and North Pocono. Mauro Cabell, he was from Hazleton. John Zalen, Canaan Township. Jackie Sees, Danville. Reverend Rick Clark, Lycoming. Chet Stackhouse. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order, our meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that we are so committed to common sense that we will create a sanctuary of sanity for all of you. Well, it's football season, and that's central to a lot of people's lives. Well, certainly in this area, and you know it. I'm watching a lot of football myself. A lot of fun, great stuff. And we have added this year our man, Chet Parlavecchio, former Penn State, Green Bay Packers star. And he is with us each and every week to give us a breakdown of what happened over the weekend, to highlight the big games. He coached, not only is he a New Jersey State Hall of Famer for coaching in high school, he coached in the pros in addition to playing there. And here he is, our man, Chet Parlavecchio. How are you, Chester?
Bob, how's it going?
Great, man. How you doing?
Tough week.
Yeah.
Thank God we got football to get our minds off other things.
That's the truth.
I It's one of the big reasons that the athletics in this country is so important. It sometimes lets us get away from things for a while, right?
Amen. Amen. Well, what were you watching? What caught your eye in the college game this weekend?
Well, in the college game, it was kind of funny. You looked at, again, the big game with Pittsburgh and West Virginia. Here, West Virginia loses a game to essentially a 1AA program, comes back, and puts a great effort together to beat Pitt in a great, great football game. I thought that was, again, people from around here, that game means a lot to us. So, yeah. That's bragging rights. And West Virginia hadn't been able to do it. And I was happy for Ricky Rodriguez to coach. He, he was very emotional after the game. That looked like good stuff. As far as the rest around our area, I mean, again, I'm waiting. Again, don't ask me about Penn State till this week. And then
exactly.
I will tell you what I think about Penn State.
And they didn't even cover the spread, Chet.
Yeah, I know. And the funny part, Bobby, is, again, the era of football has changed. I mean, like I think I said it to you once when we were alone. I said, in my day, we played one of those games. Played in the day Paterno would play Brown. Because why? Joe went to Brown.
Yeah.
I mean? But these teams now are playing two and three of these games, and it's so hard to get a judge. Like I told you the very first day we started this show, don't go betting college football for 5 weeks because you have no idea who's good and who's bad. Look at Clemson. I mean, no one saw that coming down the road, the problems they're having. I mean, that's a nightmare. Good rebound for Alabama. I guess that's, that for Alabama, what football means there. So you have all types of teams that are still feeling their way through the process. And again, with the transfer portal and all the things that affect lineups and the number of new people coming in, it takes time for these teams to gel. So,
Chet, with this ridiculous transfer portal, and I believe this: if a kid is first team, he should not be able to transfer. If he's not playing, that's another story. Then they can transfer because maybe the coach that recruited you left and got a job elsewhere, and you're sort of got thrown on the back burner. All that, but man, at some point with Penn State now dramatically raising ticket prices, just as an example, how do you get into this? And as a coach, maybe even more perspective that you could provide. How do you bring a team together when you're bringing three and four starters into the lineup every year?
That's the whole thing, Bobby. That's what this it is. What is filtering down that affects other jobs? What this portal is doing. Number one, let's talk about the primary reason for scholarship athletes to want to go to school. Let's get an education. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's not go to three different schools where I don't even know what the hell happens to my credits from one place to another. And at the end, all I cared about was going to the NFL. It didn't happen, and I don't have a degree.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. Number two, the allegiance to your school. I can only tell you what I lived. You'd get a kick out of this, Bobby. I'm sitting here right now with Rick DiMicco and Dan Biondi, two of the Penn State greats. Dan Biondi, the captain of the national championship team, and Ricky, with the great teams we had. And we sit and we talk about it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
The allegiance to the team. There was never a time we ever even thought about whether we were going to go out of that locker room and play for Penn State. Penn State meant everything to us.
Mm-hmm.
Today, these kids don't have any allegiance to these schools. This is what you could get for me. And one of the biggest things as a coach that you go into a door
say that DiMicco could have been a multimillionaire if they had NIL when he played.
Well, that's what we were just talking about. That what would you have given Dickie? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's insurmountable. But that being said, you talk about what the coaches talk about now. In the old days, a coach would come into your house during recruiting, and the first thing a parent would say to you is, "Are you going to make my son graduate? Will he graduate in 4 years?" Today, with the NAIA money, that parent will say to you, "How much are you going to pay my son?" You talk about losing the plot. That's losing the plot, Bobby.
Yep.
And it's just starting. The filtering of this is just starting. You can't discipline anymore. Why? Well, he don't like what I said. He's going to leave. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if for coaches, it's a nightmare. It's tough. And that's why Saban left. That's why Harbaugh left. We're old school guys. You think they want to deal with that? They're there to coach football. They're not going to deal with that.
Yeah.
And they've created a nightmare.
Well, it'll sort its way out, but I don't think in a positive way. All right, so Chester, we go to the pros now. Tell me what you saw, what you liked, what you didn't like yesterday.
Well, let's look at the local front again. We'll start with the Pittsburgh area. We'll look at the Steelers again. Now, what's starting to become an issue with the Steelers, and you could see it where they played the Jets a week ago. It's not just a bad game. It wasn't just that Hayward was not in training camp, so he's not quite ready. They obviously, two of the great things about Steeler teams, their trademarks, are their ability to run the ball and their ability to stop the run. And in both cases right now, they're struggling. They can't run the ball, and they can't stop it being run against them. So obviously that's causing issues. I mean, you know, as far as Aaron yesterday, you know, he did what he could. I mean, there wasn't just much there. You know, they played damn good defense. I mean, they were pretty damn good. And I think the Steelers right now are running into a situation where they've got to evaluate what they have up front. They've got to get running the football, because without running the football, it doesn't open up play action, which one of the things you know about Aaron Rodgers in the past, you teach young quarterbacks, he had the best play action hands in football, which means his play fakes were renowned for guys biting, and then he gets behind him. So the Steelers have their work cut out for him. It's something that can be fixed. It's not something they're used to having done to them. So now you take that, and now you look at the Jets in our New York side, in our locals. They get humbled by the Buffalo Bills. Now, understand something. Obviously, the Jets had to come to grips with, obviously, we don't run the ball as good as we thought we did. Because if Pittsburgh gave up all those rush yards to Seattle, look what we're doing here against Buffalo. And what happened here with Buffalo? Justin Fields looked like the old Justin Fields. He threw for high school numbers. You know, that's the stuff that gets him in trouble, where when he's in his game and he's able to use his legs and throw to assigned spots, open windows, he's effective. Ask him now under pressure to have to move around, and that's where all hell breaks loose. Hmm. And then Buffalo right now, let's be honest, they're the standard. They're the standard in the AFC. So it isn't like you got beat up by bumps. This is a Super Bowl favorite, and they're just getting in. They're getting warmed up. Cook is back. He ran all over the Jets for 150 yards. So, again, the Jets, to summarize their week, they are not as good as they thought they were, and they've still got a bunch of work to do.
Eagles, KC. That was the game I watched almost the entire game.
Bobby, here's what you love about the Eagles, and this is all for young quarterbacks, guys that are out there trying to learn the game. Go look at Jalen Hurts' numbers. They're as humble as can be. Yeah. Why? Because he plays to win. He doesn't play to pad his stats. He doesn't care if he throws for 50 yards. If they get the job done, if they establish the things they do well, he's happy. You get Saquon Barkley going, you run the football. Every now and then he'll take off. But what I love about Jalen Hurts, he tempers his game to what he sees going on the field. You see a team there, the Kansas City Chiefs, that they are all too familiar with each other at this point. They know too much about each other. And they said, what? We're going to rely on our defense. Defense showed up, played a great football game. I mean, you look at Kansas City on the other side. I mean, I know everybody talks to them as a favorite. They look out of tune a little bit. Mahomes looks like he's just not seeing things yet like he will in midseason. Kelce drops two big balls.
Yeah.
You know, his game is changing. Here's a Hall of Fame man.
I noticed they didn't show Taylor Swift when he dropped the pass.
No, that wasn't too Swifty, was it? That was no, they didn't talk to, there was no Swifty on that one. That was a goner. So, you know, and you look, like I said, you look to Philly, they do what they have to do to win, which great teams do.
Yeah.
They do what they have to do to win. And let's get to the last one, which I consider the game of the day in the local area, the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, Bobby, I always said this. It's funny. I'm watching the game with Ricky and Danny yesterday, and I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, you know something? Do you believe I used to yell at 17-year-olds for doing the wrong thing? These guys are getting paid $10 million apiece, and they commit 14 penalties, four of the same kind, four roughing the passers, 165 yards in penalties, and then wonder why you lose the game?
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be a point where, you know, again, the guy spitting on the guy 2 weeks ago, that was just ridiculously stupid. But this here is irresponsible. You cannot give up 14 penalties in an NFL football game and expect to win it. And yet they almost stole
they
it,
almost
which
did.
Compounded how bad that loss must have felt. Because you can make the argument, you gave it to them. You had Russell Wilson throw for a career high. I mean, Dallas in the secondary looks like Swiss cheese. There were things done. Again, I yell at 17-year-olds. You allowed three passes beyond deep 50-yard balls with the lead with minutes to go. High school teams don't do that. So you had a combination of, it sounds funny, you had a combination of some great plays being made, but some really stupid football. And that's the only word I could figure out for it. Because if you go to you fly home and you look at the what you did as far as 14 penalties, it's got to make you sick. So again, you got a Dallas team that's a little improved. Again, the Giants moved the ball, so they should be happy. I don't know how well the Dallas is defensively, but like I said, they've also got a bunch of work to do. And again, that's the local roundup. But now let's get into a couple of things. So just two or three things, if you don't mind. Let's talk about the league in general. Things, perspective that I've had, you know, again, not stats and numbers. Things that you look in the league as a layman watching the game to say, wow, that's true. First issue is I cannot believe, Bobby, I don't remember kickers kicking at this range.
Oh, gosh.
50-yarders now are like 30-yarders used to be.
My father and I were commenting on that yesterday. It's remarkable. I mean, you go to prison for 10 years and you come out and they're kicking 60-yard field goals.
You know what's funny, Bobby? They completed 260-yarders yesterday in the league. Me and Ricky were trying to look up whether that had ever been done. 260-yarders on the same Sunday. We can't find it. So if it's done, let somebody call it in, because that kid Aubrey has got a missile for a leg. I mean, he's just exciting. And what it's done is to the game, with this increased range, you're never out of it. You're talking about literally teams hitting midfield with the clock, whatever the situation is in the game, with the opportunity to steal football games. So, you know, it opens up a whole other facet into the game. The other second point that you look at, exciting two new young teams on the scene that I gathered. You had a hell of a game in Denver, which is funny. An offsides on a kick allowed a guy to re-kick and cost you the football game. But you look at the Colts and you look at the Broncos, these are two sleeper teams in the league that you got to get excited about. And here's your prototypical formula for success. You have Freddie Taylor rush for 145 yards, and you have Daniel Jones throw for almost 300. You know what that tells you, Bobby? That when you establish the run game, the play-action game opens right up, and you make big plays. Yeah. If one doesn't complement the other, it's very tough to be one-dimensional. And I think what Indianapolis has right now, which makes them a very scary football team, is they got a beautiful blend of both. They can run the ball with power, and yet you got an athletic quarterback that can get on the perimeter. He's big, he's strong, he's got good eyes. And on the other side of the ball, you got Bo Nix, a very similar type of quarterback, but they weren't able to run the ball yesterday. They didn't get that going, so Bo threw a couple picks. So they're still a work in progress, and what I was shocked was, Indianapolis got almost 500 yards in offense against what was considered one of the top defensive football teams in the preseason. So, you know, two young, exciting teams to watch. And then the third phase, everybody looks at the Micah Parsons thing with Green Bay, and I got a big kick out of that looking at it. I said, you know, it's funny, for someone not knowing what they're watching, what it does to a game. You put a Micah Parsons in the game and hear what it does. You're playing the kid from Jaden from the Commanders and Daniels, and he's a great runner. He's got great legs. He can move. He creates things off extending plays. So now you have a situation where you have Green Bay, who all of a sudden now can play a cover two shell. And what that means, and what, if you're really watching the game, it means no one's back is to the line of scrimmage, which means you can spy in the low hole. You can have him accounted for, which takes away a lot of part of big part of his game as far as extending plays downfield. If you notice, Debo Samuel had nothing. There were no big McLaurin had nothing. There were no catches down the field. So if you really watch this Green Bay team, what it's going to allow them to do, if they can get pressure with four, it makes them dangerous in the secondary, and it allows them to do other things. And the only other example I can give you of what that philosophy does are the Philadelphia Eagles from last year. You saw Philly do the same thing. I talked to Vic Fangio during the summer, and he said to me, Chet, once I knew that their five couldn't handle my four, I knew I had Mahomes. I knew I had him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge thing you're seeing in Green Bay. So, again, as far as power ratings, Green Bay is going to move right up the charts. And, you know, those are the highlight moments, you know, for the league in this week. I mean, when we do more time, I'll give you more highlights.
You got it, my man. Hey, Chet Parlavecchio, say hello to D'Amico and Biondi for me. Always a pleasure, my friend. I look forward to next Monday.
Take care, my brother.
All right, man. Chet Parlavecchio, our weekend wrap-up. We'll be back after this. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our veterans tribute brought to you this hour and every hour, this day and every day by our man John Basiliga and his great family of companies, including Eastern Roofing Systems, one of the largest and the premier roofing contractor for industrial, institutional,
and large commercial projects. Headquartered in Jessup, PA, they could bring all of that expertise to bear on your house, your small business. Reverend Richard A. Rick Clark. We lost him August 18th. He's survived by his wife, Gloria, whom he met at Lycoming College way back when. Their 57-year marriage was marked by commitment, partnership, and a shared love of family, travel, music, books, storytelling, and the church. An ordained elder in the United Methodist Church, Rick served congregations in the former Wyoming and Central Pennsylvania conferences, the Susquehanna Conference, and the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference. He was known for counseling and compassionate listening, interfaith work, founded the first HIV/AIDS ministry in Scranton, leading mission trips and delivering powerful sermons. Rick served 20 years as a chaplain of the Pennsylvania National Guard, retiring as a major. In addition to his wife, Gloria, he survived by daughters, a son, granddaughters, and other family members. Reverend Rick Clark. Chet Stackhouse, a trucker, drove over 2 million accident-free miles. Chet was a cherished father, grandfather, brother, friend. He passed away peacefully at the age of 86 on September 2nd at his home. Born in 1939 in Bloomsburg, he attended Sullivan County School. Chet's calling to serve led him to the United States Air Force, where he served from 56 to 60. After that, he embarked on a trucking career with several local companies before joining Consolidated Freight. I repeat what we said at the open, his remarkable achievement of more than 2 million accident-free miles before his retirement. He survived by 2 sons, 3 grandchildren. Sadly, preceded in death by his beloved wife, Ola, who passed away in 2023. Beyond his professional and military accomplishments, Chet was known for his love of the great outdoors. Chet Stackhouse. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems in Jessup. Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Meteorologist Anthony Bordenaro tells us today, sunshine, high 81. Tonight, mostly clear, low 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 81. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 57. Wednesday, scattered showers, 76 degrees. Wednesday night, cloudy, low 58. Thursday, mix of sun and clouds, 79. Not a bad weather report. In fact, a great one, huh? Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bob Dylan. Murph tells us he released his album Slow Train Coming. This date, 1979. Serve somebody. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. And yeah, these Democrat governors and the former attorney general who's now the governor, and Cooper wants to become a senator, they passed all these laws to let these lunatics out, which makes them lunatics themselves. Yeah, exactly. 15, like, well, how many times? Literally, you know, how many times is this going to happen? And that poor girl got oh, God, that's horrifying. It was just horrifying to even think about, to watch it. Scary stuff. Hey, my cousin, my man, Tommy Portnova, he just, yesterday, September 14th, he would have been married 23 years. He lost his beloved Donna a number of years ago, and he never recovered. That's part of life. It's a sad part of life, but hang in there, Tommy. Hang in there, my brother. And then Mary Regina, she dutifully forwarded us our Mother Teresa for today, September 15th. St. Teresa says this: you can pray while you work. Work doesn't stop prayer, and prayer doesn't stop work. It requires only that small raising of the mind to him. I love you, God. I trust you. I believe in you. I need you now. Small things like that. These are wonderful ways to pray and wonderful prayers. St. Teresa for today. Thank you, Mary Regina. Let's go right to the blower. We got Tony from Moscow. Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bob.
What do you got, my man?
I just wanted to say something about the Charlie Kirk murder. And I'll be short.
Sure.
But the reaction, vile reaction, and sometimes gleeful reaction of some of the people over his assassination demonstrates to me that many of our people in this country place their politics above their humanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's more important that their side wins than the evil that some people have shown us in the last few days.
And Tony, what confuses me, other than the people who are getting something out of the Democrat Party, just normal people, they're being punished by left-wing policies that are now part and parcel and the leadership of the Democrat Party. They're being punished by all of this. And they're taking the punishment and accepting it.
Absolutely. There are, let's face it, there are a lot of people all over this country who don't have a whole lot of sense. And you can find them just about anywhere. Yeah. Look under look under a car and you'll find one.
Tony, we live in Lackawanna County. We we can find them easy.
But I've watched Charlie many, many times, and he was a hero to me because he always treated people with respect.
Yep.
I never saw him disrespect a person. Never.
He disrespected their views because some of them were just cockamamie. But yeah, absolutely. You're right. He went into the belly of the beast, which is college campuses in particular.
And right.
I don't know. Can anything like that be? Can it be duplicated? I don't know how, but a lot of different people are going to have to step up to replace Charlie Kirk.
Absolutely. But you know, when he disagreed with their approach, he always disagreed in a kind, respectful manner. He didn't raise his temperature. He didn't get his personality out of ordinary. He was always an ordinary guy that was just speaking his beliefs and countering his audience's belief, but nicely.
Well, Tony, you know what else I loved about Charlie Kirk among many, many characteristics? Here was a high school graduate teaching college kids, and I've watched clips, even professors, what the truth was. And I just loved every minute of it. He proved that college was knocking the common sense out of kids.
Yes, and like you say, especially professors who were supposed to know things.
I know. Crazy stuff, Tony. But we could forge ahead.
Like I said, politics is now, to many, more important than their humanity. That's why we got some of those reactions, those vile reactions.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm hoping someday soon that will reverse itself. But I doubt it.
To me, you never get rid of that cockeyed thinking that produces the left, because they've got self-interest all wrapped up in it. They've got power trips all wrapped up in it. They've got ego trips all wrapped up in it. Right, wrong, or indifferent, and they're always wrong. But we can marginalize that kind of idiocy. That's where I hope we get to. I truly do.
Yes, their actions show that they're after power rather than the benefit of our country.
Yep.
Time after time.
Amen. Amen, Tony. Thank you, my friend. Good to hear from you.
Okay, Bob, keep it up.
All right. My friend Paul texts in. He says, my mother canceled the paper after reading Chris Kelly's column on Sunday. I could write what Chris Kelly wrote. Like, it's so simple-minded. I could write what he wrote. I would never put a poison pen to paper in that fashion. But I know what I'm going to read when I see this column. I know it. It's disgusting. Absolutely awful. So predictable, though. So sadly dumb and predictable from the Scranton Times. Fortunately, he's only in the one newspaper. Those of you who are stuck reading the Citizen's Voice and the Hazel and Standard Speaker are not stuck with reading him on Sunday and Wednesday, but we bump into it, and you know it becomes a subject and fodder. But he's the perfect epitome of the idiocy of the left, of the mental illness on the left. He just is. Sad.
You know what it's like? It's like allowing a family member, like Joe Biden, allowing a family member who is mentally ill to go out into the public and make pronouncements. Like, you've got to take care of that family member by not letting them be that stupid. No, there's no editor at the paper that's willing to do that, unfortunately. So he continues to be sick. God bless him. We'll be back. Led Zeppelin. Murph said they had the number one album with their eighth and final album, In Throughout the Outdoor. He picked Fool in the Rain from that piece, September 15th, 1979. And we're going to finish on September 15th, 2003, Johnny Cash laid to rest in a 2.5-hour service attended by over 1,000 mourners at First Baptist Church of Hendersonville, Tennessee. His good friend Kris Kristofferson led the tributes, saying he represented the best of America. We're not going to see his like again. Murph picked Man in Black to wrap it up with today. And we're going to try to get a couple calls in here to wrap it up on our end. Leslie from Montdale. Hi, Leslie.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Praying for Chauncey, just so you know.
Thank you.
And that's what we're supposed to do, pray for one another. I just wanted to mention, though, yesterday I had to get newspaper because I ran out of pee pads. I put one down every night for the dog just in case.
Uh-huh.
Well, it came in handy because I read what that moron wrote. And that was the first thing the Barkley peed on. And it was well deserved. Yeah, well deserved.
I think it's at the point, though, seriously, where his mental illness has become sadly clear.
Uh-huh.
I think he needs pity. I really do.
I think he needs a rubber room.
It's sad. It's insane.
It is. It definitely is. Well, you know, like you said, you know, they want all the money. They want the power. There's only one in power, and that is God. And the Bible tells you that you can't serve God and money because you're making money your idol. So when they go, there will be a day of judgment for all of us. And when they go, boy, they got a lot of splaining to do.
Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate it.
Not
all
problem.
Right, my darling. Let's go to Bob Bolus on Charlie Kirk and Chris Kelly's column as well. What do you got, my man?
Well, I'll tell you, I was at the vigil yesterday, and I spoke there. And I told them, like, people are saying, I'm Charlie Kirk. And I said, no, I'm Bob Bolus. I'm not Charlie Kirk. I couldn't even begin to be Charlie Kirk for what he did and what his goals were between Christianity and the message he put out there.
Yeah.
To have some lunatic transgender kill him for no purpose because he didn't like him. And then to see these idiots, especially Chris Kelly, to call him a jerk. Look where Chris Kelly is. He's in Strand, Pennsylvania. He's not out doing anything famously. There's nothing about him. You should look in the mirror if he really wants to see a real jerk, because he's a total ass to make that statement about Charlie Kirk that affected his family and everything else. I mean, his wife stood there and made the statement that it's not over. And I'm making the statement, it's definitely not over. As we speak, there's a new trailer in process. One of my Trump trailers that's being updated for Charlie Kirk that will go around the country representing him.
Good.
Because he was what America needed, not the assholes we have out there right now and the liberal Democrats that are mocking and saying he deserved to die. No one deserves to die because you stand up for what you speak and what you believe in. And he was a leader. He was a father that left behind two young girls because some idiot, some transgender imbecile, turns around and decides he should kill him.
Nuts.
And then you got an idiot like Chris Kelly in the Strand Times, and even allowed him to publish what he published.
You got to at this point in at this stage in Chris Kelly's illness, an editor has to step in. But apparently, there is no adult supervision at the Scranton paper. It's crazy.
Well, you could see that there is no supervision, and allow him to go running rampant. And I've known Chris for many years. And I want to tell him right to his face right now, Chris, you're a total egotistical ass that made that statement, and they should fire you tomorrow. You don't deserve to represent us in the nation and the city of who you are. You're a loser.
All right, Bob Bolas. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Today in particular, and I go from scorn as an initial reaction to pity for people like Chris Kelly. It's got to be pity. You've got to pity them. By the way, don't look twice about them. They're dangerous. Don't even think about it. But, phew, crazy stuff. We'll talk about it tomorrow because I'll hopefully. Well, I, whenever I get the column, there's no rush. Stupidity has no deadline. We could discuss that insanity anytime. Guys, it's great to be back with you for another week. I lament as the weeks roll by. Time's going too quick, and these 3 hours, they just fly. One thing I saw, and my man Frank Mack sent something about a Miami teacher losing her career. I'm sad to see it, but I don't want those type of people around children. I really don't. I mean, if you're celebrating Charlie Kirk's death, I just don't want you around children. You're not healthy for anybody, including yourself, by the way. So, tough stuff. Anyway, Bob Canaro, WILK, The Sue Henry Show's next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. You guys have a great afternoon. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow morning. But for now, we must gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Adios.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.